I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Previously on Homeland.
I'm like behind you guys, bolstering you up to the
stairs.
Fight.
Yeah, kind of
slashes through the air, putting distance between us and Bashira on the
land. All the water in the canister's going to spurt out, start to swirl around and encase him.
Draws back the glaive, goes for that trained strike.
Leave my friends alone!
The both of you collapse into each other, smash through the building.
Now! Duck. Yeah. And I come leaping over your back.
Break the shield that I've got and it kind of splinters.
The rest
towards
of you
him,
see Kana's mother, Nanako, and the young prince's son, Luten. What do you do? And now... Kana.
Okay, all right. Attack in advance.
Attack, mummy.
Don't say that.
That's not great.
10.
Oh, it is great.
Yeah.
Just got good passion.
I do,
that's
and this is
fours.
Something I feel very strongly about.
Okay, what would you like to do?
Well, I don't have any mastered or learned techniques, so I'd like to use two basics.
Okay, great.
I would like to... I would like to pressure and smash.
Okay, sure.
You said that she is kind of jumping onto this.
She's running towards you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought she was trying to jump onto the earth platforms.
If you'd like, she can.
Yeah, because I kind of want to knock her off her feet, literally. So, like, as she jumps onto this platform, I send out a stream of fire that breaks the earth and sends her back down to the ground, kind of knocking her off her feet.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, I'm a bit confused about the phrasing of pressure. Choose an approach. Your foe cannot choose to use that approach in the next exchange.
So one of the three approach. Things, defend, attack, or evade.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
What would you like to stop her doing?
I want to stop her attacking.
Yeah.
Like, the Fire Nation.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, that's her go. It's always been aggressive on the front foot. Attack, 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 attack.
Yeah.
And she just wants to literally, as she knocks her mother back onto her, like, literally onto her back, she wants to take the wind out of her sails and stop her from doing the thing that she does.
Yeah, for sure. So you are... To recap, you are pressuring.
Yes.
How are you doing that? You're
a fire punch, right?
I think it is. Yeah, literally with her sending out a jet of fire from an elevated place, looking down on her mother, and as her mother falls back, as the ground crumbles beneath her, she just says, "Not today."
Great. You mark one fatigue from your smash as well.
Yes.
And your mother looks up at you. Well, it is unlucky that you picked advance and attack, because she went with evade and observe.
Ooh.
Well, she can't attack in the next exchange, so... still got that.
Yeah, it only applies the next exchange. So even if you'd picked the same,
you could have done
picked
attack,
the one. You
yeah.
could still yeah. they can still take their action. Yeah.
Does she get any status from my smash?
I am going to say no.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. No worries.
So she took one fatigue. She Great. Uses evade and observe and clears that point of fatigue.
Oh, you silly woman.
She cannot attack in advance. She evades and observes, and she is going to hinder. She rolls after being denied access to her daughter, who stands above her, using the fire bending that she taught her. And so with a small burst of fire, a small blade, she inflicts doom on Mr. Pansong by putting a flame blade against his neck. He has the status doomed.
God damn it.
I can't protect you all.
Why not?
I'm evil.
That was big brain.
Yeah, so big brain.
Because, yeah, that's right. Like, Clove couldn't get him to safety in time. None of us could. We had to act.
Yeah. There's a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have been, yes.
Mm. And it's almost as if you're like, never mind. I'll say it later.
Sorry. Yeah. But
save
I don't know.
For postseason.
I don't know this is happening yet.
Not at all.
Because we're in the building.
You don't even know he's there.
No.
You didn't see him.
No,
because
he
was under my
wall.
He was
behind a wall. Behind the wall. Earth.
You just heard kind of Bashira, and then you were on your target.
Yeah, and I've kind of forgotten about him.
And I've not said it. I'm not, like, we're not going to say something to you now.
Is it new round?
By the way, that's your dad back there.
It is a new round.
He wants to tell you something.
What would people like to do?
Do you know, I think we're going to advance an attack.
You're going to advance an attack?
I think we're going to advance an attack.
You're going to advance an attack? Go for it, mate.
I'm not sure I've ever done anything else.
No, it's real good.
You know what? Treat yourself. Do something else.
You and Clove,
we're
both
pretty,
defending
yeah.
and attacking in equal measure, is exactly how the game is
and
supposed to run.
Yes, and I think you can maybe guess what I'm going to do.
Oh, what are you going to do? What's Clove going to do?
Special advance fourth, an attack.
Special fourth one.
I will be defending and maneuvering.
Yeah, fantastic.
So good.
Tariq is not going to be doing anything.
No, Tariq is out of the fight.
And
he's
then
very
Kana,
though.
Babes.
What is Kana going to do?
Tariq goes, that's his turn.
I mean, I did it once before. I'm wondering if I can call her out again.
Only one way to find out.
Oh, you want to do something non-exchangey?
Yeah, I just want to get her away from Pansong, from your dad.
Talk her down.
Well, more probably challenge her one-on-one. I know what her balance
principle is.
Yeah, I know what her principle is, and that's what got her to back down in the first fight. Kana's maybe thinking two for two.
She also doesn't know about your ideology switch either. Like, from mechanical turn points, you've got a different playbook, but you renounced everything to do it. She doesn't know that.
Yeah.
I will be clear here.
Yep.
Do you want to keep fighting? Knowing what the situation is, do you want to engage in combat? Or do you want to figure out a different way around this?
I think I want to figure out a different way around it.
Great.
Yeah. The risk
your
is
combat
high.
Exchange with your mother ends.
Yeah.
She does not want to continue the fight either.
Okay.
We're going to go into narrative. But that happens in real, like, life time with, like, conversation seconds and all that good stuff. We're still in combat exchange with the other two. So we're only going to have these two left in the fight. It seems appropriate. The scourge of the Earth Kingdom, Bashira, against two young Earth Kingdom fighters, warriors, benders, a guardian and a hammer. Okay, I've picked mine.
I roll first, don't I?
You do. Defend and maneuver.
Yeah, baby. Us. 12.
You got Jeez. The hottest dice.
I might go back in
the hottest.
I go back in the season and see when the last time Zola didn't make
did
a roll.
I did fail one. I was listening to it the other day, and I did fail it.
So
it
did
I would like to attribute it to friendship, as I got Zola these dice.
What are you looking
vibes.
To do there, Zola?
What I'm actually going to do. So I have two that I can pick. And I'm going to pick my earth armor and divert. So earth armor, I get to gather earth to make armor.
Yep.
I hold three and I can spend one hold to negate one condition or minus two fatigue. I'm also favored. And I will be spending one to negate some of my fatigue.
Okay, very good.
So I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to spend two right now.
Sure.
And take away all my fatigue.
Start fresh.
And I am favoured, and I'll hold one.
I just need to check that, because that seems incredible. I'm not saying that you're wrong.
What kind of technique is that? Mastered?
It's practiced, because I've used it in battle before.
So on a 10 plus, you can use one practice technique, so you just use earth armour.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's all you can use.
Unless it was,
You use two basic or mastered, or one practice technique on a 10 plus.
Right. Yep. No, I got you. Okay, yes, I can only do the one then. What are you on?
I'm on 5 fatigue and angry.
Oof.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, so I can either protect myself or protect you.
Or you can... What does the earth armor do?
I get 3 holds, so I can spend them to negate a condition or -2 fatigue.
Yeah, I'd just use that thing and refresh yourself. That sounds like a great use of your turn.
Yeah. But Chris is just also going to check that I can
do
spend 2 holds
stuff
at once.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think you can.
I can only spend it one at a time.
As it is like a one-for-one sort of thing.
I think so.
Like once per turn? Like how do holds work?
Yeah, I have 3 holds.
Me no know.
Because I thought sometimes it would specifically say on a one-for-one basis.
Yeah, it tells you what you can use holds for, but how quickly can you spend them? How long can you hold on to them? Can you use one per turn?
You can hold holds for quite a while.
Yeah.
Can you use only one per turn?
Because there are ones that have to be done immediately, like straight away. It's like a +1 forward, I think it is, which is the one that you have to do.
Yeah. On the very next turn.
Whereas the holds are...
I don't know, that there's any specific ruling on...
On when you can use
when
holds.
When you use holds.
And the problem is I don't know if it would be online to look up either because of when, like, so the fact specific. That... Well, because it hasn't been released.
The book is not out.
Yeah.
Only for Kickstarters.
Yeah.
Thanks, Magpie.
Is there a...
we really
is there
like
an index
the
game. There isn't.
I love how your mum was just like, fatigue? Immediately gone.
Yeah.
Let's fight.
I don't know. I'm tossing up whether I made the right decision now.
Well, I think it's also good, like, from a this season perspective that there's one fight going on and one
talk
going on. Yeah. It feels right.
It's also, I wouldn't have chosen it had I chosen a new playbook.
Chris, if you think that's too intense to spend them all at once, I'm happy to just hold them, use one for this turn, and continue to have those holds throughout the fight.
Yes.
If you think that makes more sense. And if you think that kind of triggers something in your brain of like, I think that's how the rules are.
Chris,
I'm happy to go with
Chris, because I'm out of the fight. How about I look at the book and you keep going with things and you just make a house rule for now, and if I find anything different, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
That's a perfect idea.
So you can just spend one per turn.
So for my turn, I rolled a 12. So I'm going to use my practice technique, which is earth armor, a defend and maneuver technique. So I can gather earth to make armor. I get 3 holds, and I can spend 1 hold to negate a condition or -2 fatigue. And I'm also favored. So I'm going to mark that status. I'm now favored, and I'm going to spend a hold right now. So she's kind of... You know, all this is going on, like the firewall that she's come through, she's quite burnt. So she just takes a second and kind of uses like the way that she has like her connection with Earth. She covers her arms and she sits back and watch for a second, and she just lets it heal her a little bit and takes a moment to have a bit of reprise and a little bit of a rest. And I'm going to take away 2 fatigue. So I'm now down to 2 fatigue.
Okay, great. You should be... Were you up to 5 fatigue or 4 fatigue before?
I was on 4.
Okay, yeah, cool. Fantastic. Then it is advance and attack. Unless... Oh, already rolling.
So rolling with passion, 9.
Great. Fantastic.
So I get 1 basic or master technique.
What would you like to do?
Strike. Feeling creative today, aren't you, sir? Very bold.
I mean, if it's an oldie but a goodie. I can't change
I
what
just,
works.
I think he's nearly down, so I just want to keep inflicting fatigue on him until he runs out.
And what's your status? Your negative status?
I'm on angry.
Yeah, which makes sense. Like, you've just kind of... You've lost control a little bit.
Yeah. I don't have it. That's my condition. Sorry, not my status. So, Chris,
unless I read that black box wrong, it sounded like unless specified, you can use all your holds straight away.
Stupidly broken if you can.
Yeah.
Being able to hold on to them and use them in successive turns seems like pretty fair.
Yeah.
And if you're
especially as it does favored as well.
Well, you lose if you spend all of them, you lose the favored.
Right.
If the point is if you get hit, you spend one of them. But getting three hold, which then allows you to heal 6 fatigue in one roll, is absurd.
Yeah. No, I'm so happy to do what you as the DM think is like a better way to use the game.
I think it's
game.
Fair. Yeah.
That's right.
It's the Chris Bond rule. Anyone playing along at home must call it that.
The Bond rule. The refresh skill, the healing water heal spell, clear an appropriate status for them and clear 3 fatigue or 2 conditions. Like, that's not even as good. You know what I mean? Like, Earth Armor heals you 6 fatigue, potentially. Yeah. That's absurd.
Yeah.
So, no. You get it up, you spend 1 point, and you've got...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, I tried to take that turn so you could just use the turn if you wanted.
Yeah, fair. So I'm going to pick... Strike?
I've never... What's that about?
I know.
How's it work?
You.
And I'm... Can I mark one fatigue and instead mark a condition?
Yes. Yes, absolutely you can.
To turn it into a 2 fatigue strike.
Yes, absolutely you can.
What makes sense? Afraid, guilty, insecure, or troubled?
Are you guilty that you couldn't save Tariq? Couldn't, like, do something to help him?
Yeah, he is...
Mm.
You're the leader.
Like, I brought you into this situation. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to mark guilty.
Especially after that conversation of like, do you reckon you're up for this?
Yeah. Mm. And you were like, yeah, I'm up for this. And now you are in the clutches of my most feared foe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to mark guilty and I'm going to turn it into, with the force of that guilt, with the force of his anger, he's going to turn that into a blow that he has to weather with fatigue.
Fantastic.
Hey, Sean, you're doing a good job editing. Keep it up, buddy. Just a few more episodes to go, and then the season's done. Good job.
We're so close to the end, Sean.
It's like amazing.
It's like October or November at this point. Like
this it's so great.
Well laid out.
Congrats on winning the Annie, by the way. You guys did awesome.
Good job.
I shoo-ins. Shoo-ins.
Sean, I'm sorry you got drafted into the climate wars.
And the skeleton wars.
Oh my god!
It's weird that they both happened at the same time.
Yeah, it is odd.
It might kind of make sense in my head, but
yeah, it's kind of on par for 2022. Now,
I'm so sorry, everybody.
Chris. You're also doing a great job. This is a very complicated game.
Yeah,
I think they could do another version of this game and simplify it. I think there's like stuff that they could like. I think having statuses and conditions, I'm like, there's one too many things, I think.
I just think there's too many basic techniques for each stance.
Like, it needs to be simplified.
More streamlined.
Yeah.
And then it could be really good because I love the mechanics of the conversations have mechanics. Yeah. That's great.
It's very much is that a negative status or is it a positive status or is it a condition?
Whether 2 fatigue equals 2... conditions.
2 conditions, right.
Because you're all by yourself.
Well, yeah, but also it's like... I don't really know how to pitch this.
I think it's every time you would have to mark a.
Yeah,
I had that before.
A fatigue,
like,
you have to mark a condition. So if I give you 2 fatigue, you have to mark 2 conditions.
I don't know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, pretty sure that's how it works.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
This is great for me. I don't have to do anything.
So yeah, I'm gonna take the fatigue. When I'm out of fatigue, so I'm gonna mark guilty. I'm upset that I encouraged Tariq to come with me. He said he was up for this and I've gotten him hurt. So with the force of that anger and that guilt, I'm going to turn this strike
that comes from whipping his glaive around its back and using the momentum to do a sweep towards Bashira and turn that into a blow that marks two fatigue for him and guilty for me.
Bashira, holding your limp companion, raises a hand up and with a bracer blocks your blow. And you push harder.
For the Earth Kingdom! For my father! For my friends!
Fire trickles out of his mouth. He laughs. And hits the ground. Unable to block your blow.
He falls to his knees.
Clover's gonna run up to him and kind of grab him on the shoulders. Kind of like, you know, try and like make him look at her to see if he's okay.
He's got he's kind of glassy eyed. He sees you, but he's sort of half, Zhang's half looking through you in a way. He is spent. He's really utterly spent.
Yeah, and Clover's going to look past Zhang to Tariq. What is he doing?
Well, Tariq, I mean, you see he is burnt. This is someone who was on fire for a far too long a period of time. He is charred. His clothing is tattered. You can see like bits of his like skin is like just raw red, and he is out cold, breathing heavy, slow, basically unmoving.
Clover's gonna look at them, look up to where she knows Kana is, and then run up the stairs to rejoin the fight.
Okay.
Kana, what would you like to do?
I need my mother to step away from Zhang's father.
Sure.
I'm just tossing up in my head how best to do that. My first thought was to call her out.
Sure.
You know, is it Agni Kai?
Yeah.
Right? One on freaking one. You do not, like, involve other people. This is firebender to firebender.
Woofed, yeah.
That's my thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with that. It seemed
That's
to get,
pretty cool.
It seemed, look, reading the room, it seemed to have a good response.
Agni Kai's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to call her out.
You're
going to
call someone out.
Yes.
You are going to call her out on, do you remember what her...
It's tradition.
It is tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my kind of thought
That's
process.
That's perfect.
What tradition do firebenders have to challenge each other?
Good stuff, Graham.
It's all in the old tinker.
So roll on their tradition. And as a heads up, that's a plus one.
Okay. Not as strong as I thought it would be. But
it only goes up to plus two.
Oh, yes, for NPCs. I'm with you.
It can go up to plus four, but she's not that significant.
Fair enough. Seven. Wait, hang on. Do I... No, it's rolling with her tradition. Yes, seven.
Still a success.
On a hit, they are called to act as you say.
They must either do it or mark a condition. On a 7 to 9, they challenge your view of the world in turn. Mark one fatigue, or they shift your balance as they choose. So what would you like to say? How do you call her out?
Step away. You came here for me, Mother. I know that. You know that. So why all of this? She'll just wave her hand around. It's you and me. I challenge you to an Agni Kai.
The young man, Lu Ten, steps forward. An Agni Kai has been invoked. I will oversee. What are your principles, Ellen?
Forgiveness and action. I'm stressed.
Oh my god, I just realized that I was like, oh, okay, the fight's disengaged. No. Mm-mm.
New fight.
New fight with just new different rules.
Yeah. What is your balance at currently?
Center.
You're perfectly center?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfectly
cool.
In line, ready to go.
In that case, great. Yeah, I'll pick. Luten comes forward and says, an Agni Kai has been invoked. I will oversee. Your mother snaps at you.
Get down here, child! Quickly! And let me break you!
Take a fatigue. So, you take your place with your back to your mother. Down one end in front of the Earth Kingdom building.
Down on the ground now?
Yeah.
Should we say as Luten speaks, Clove makes her way onto the balcony.
Yeah.
And Kana's mother asks her to come down, and Clove is going to earthbend them both down to the ground.
Both of us, you and I.
Yeah. She just, you know, brings up a pillar.
Yeah.
We step onto it, and like we bring, it's quite dignified actually.
Mm.
We literally just step on and it brings us down like an elevator kind of.
Clove, you can't help me. What is this? I wanted to get her away. You need to help Zhang's father.
Tariq and Zhang are also pretty beat up.
Whatever you can do to help them, get them to safety. But I have challenged her to one-on-one combat.
What does that mean? What's going to happen to you?
I will either win or lose.
I think Clove kind of reads the subtext behind that.
You cannot interfere. They will stop you.
Okay. And Clove is going to go over to Mr. Pansong.
Yep.
From what she has seen from everyone, everyone is at least stable for the moment.
Correct.
So she's just going to kind of sit with him for a moment and kind of watch how this plays out before she starts running around trying to heal everyone.
Sure. Yeah.
Before the Agni Kai begins, I'm going to pick up. I'm not out of the fight.
No.
I'm not disabled.
Nope.
I'm going to pick up Tariq. He's obviously passed out.
Outside, stepping out of the destroyed, half-destroyed building on the ground floor of the village elder's main building, the government building of this space, you step out carrying Tariq.
Yeah.
You see Kana speaking to Clove. Clove with your father.
He doesn't even know what to say, but he can't leave his friends. So he reads the subtext that this is something happening between them, and he can barely react to his father being there, who seems unconscious anyway. So he takes Tariq over to where Clove is tending to his father and sets him.
Clove might actually reach out for Tariq because I think he's kind of in the worst shape and kind of give you the chance to go and be with your father. So she's going to kind of take...
I'll set him down Tariq, for you.
Yeah. And she's just like very, not like she's not super rushed, but she's just going to very slowly kind of give Tariq a little bit of medicine, kind of be assessing his wounds and where he's at.
Yeah. You get the sense that getting that water off him and balming him with it, some of it getting cold water onto him, is the most important thing right now.
Yeah, cool. But she also like, there's obviously like a really big energy coming from this Agni Kai, so she's actually not going to go straight away and get water. Okay. I think.
Oh, I meant that's on him.
Oh, right. The capsules. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, she'll grab that and do that. But it's like very quiet, and her focus is very much, whilst it's on him, it's very quiet, and she doesn't want to disturb what's happening.
Is my father conscious?
He is.
I'm going to kneel down to where he's propped up against a wall of one of these village buildings. Father.
Son.
I thought you were dead. We travelled halfway across the kingdom to bring Bashira to justice. But you're alive. It's so much more important than I never even realised. I'm so happy you're alive.
I'm proud of you.
I became the warrior you were training me to be.
You always were. Because you're always my son. And my son is a warrior.
going to win this war, Dad. We're going to drive them from our home. Look at the friends we've made. Nothing can stop us when we stand together.
Nothing can stop you. My son is a strong Earth Kingdom soldier, and I've never been more proud of you than right now.
I'm just going to hug him, bury my head in his shoulder.
He puts an arm around your head and brings you into the crook of his shoulder. I'm proud of you.
He doesn't have any more words.
Shift from forced again.
You have been listening to Homeland, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Avatar Legends, the role-playing game, was created by Magpie Games. Nickelodeon, Avatar, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International Incorporated.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.